As Sean Whelan was telling Rachel earlier, the COP summit begins this weekend in Glasgow, the big climate summit, and ahead of that, the G20 summit of leading industrial nations is taking place in Rome. For more on that, I'm joined by the Irish Times Europe correspondent Naomi O'Leary. And Naomi, what's on the G20 agenda this weekend?
Good morning. So there are three main topics that everybody's watching out for. The first one is there going to be some sort of big commitment by these 20 largest world economies on climate, which would help build momentum for COP26 when the much broader group of world nations meet in Glasgow right after this. So they're going to try and get some sort of ambitious declaration involving the United States, Europe, hopefully as many countries as possible coming together to announce something ambitious. We're hearing talk about perhaps it could be the end of coal. They could announce a total phase out of coal, something like that, which would do a lot towards meeting world targets on to curb catastrophic climate change. The other big issue is vaccines. Developing countries continue to have much, much fewer access to vaccines compared to the wealthy world, which is actually overordered and has vaccines to spare, is looking at giving people booster shots. And meanwhile, 90% of health workers in Africa don't have aren't vaccinated against COVID-19. So there's going to be discussions about how to address that, how to speed up donations. Are there tweaks that can be made to pharmaceutical contracts to allow these vaccines to get there more quickly? And then the third topic, which is of interest to Ireland in particular, is on corporation tax. We're expecting the G20 to give a bit more progress to that global taxation deal that saw Ireland announce that it would change its 12.5% taxation rate and raise it to at least 15%.
But US President Joe Biden, who's arrived in Rome for this summit, in terms of his domestic agenda, that's pretty much stalled at the moment. So is he in a position to deliver? And also, we don't have the Russian president there either, do we?
There will be a really interesting meeting today between the US President Joe Biden and Pope Francis. Obviously, Biden is the second Catholic US president, so it's an important moment for him. And they're both figures who are criticized and sort of disliked by the right wing in the United States on issues like climate. Biden obviously had grand plans for investment and a new Green Deal and so on that are now running into trouble also within his own Democratic Party. So that's difficult for him. You're right to bring up, you know, the question about how much progress can be made when not all leaders have decided to come. This is something that I think is a little bit worrying in terms of what kind of agreements can come out of this. Obviously, without the major economies like China, then the prospect of agreements that will really turn the corner on climate change are that much harder to get.
Yes, and again, the end of coal certainly would be something that environmentalists would cheer. But you could imagine there would be substantial opposition to that in Poland, India and China.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I suppose people who've been working on policy areas in this for some time say is that you can't announce the end of an industry without something to replace it. So that whenever you have a solution in terms of cutting carbon emissions, you need to come with a plan for what's going to replace it and also significant support. And that's, I suppose, what's behind the motive for the large subsidies that are going to be pushed out from the European Union towards member states, which are driven to sort of compensating anyone who might, you know, be at the sharp end of this transition to try and speed it up. But it's a really difficult political domestic topic for national politicians. It's something that requires, I think, a lot of political bravery. And right now, we are already seeing that some national politicians are kind of just always asking, you know, isn't there someone else who needs to move first? Or is it me that needs to take the pain? Is it me who needs to take the electoral risk on this? And that's something that will be a major challenge in terms of getting an agreement, and not just getting an agreement, but actually enacting the changes that need to make those targets a reality.
Irish Times Europe correspondent Naomi O'Leary, thank you.